The California Nurses Association and other healthcare advocates have tried for decades to bring single-payer healthcare to California. Nurses Association President Michelle Gutierrez-Faux said she and other healthcare providers see firsthand the dysfunction of the current system of employer-provided healthcare, which frequently includes high deductibles and copays.
I witness preventable healthcare tragedies every single day that result from our profit-driven system of insurance. Patients forgo the medication and care they need simply because they cannot afford it. Meanwhile, health plan middlemen deny care to boost corporate bottom lines.
Former Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger vetoed the first iteration of single-payer legislation in 2006. There were many defeats after that. Advocates hoped they would finally obtain single-payer when Gavin Newsom campaigned as a supporter in his first run for governor. But Newsom was unenthusiastic after being elected. Democratic legislative leaders have made sure no single-payer bill has ever reached his desk, sparing Newsom the political cost of having to either sign or veto such legislation. At a meeting of the Assembly Health Committee, San Jose Democratic Assemblymember Ash Kalra introduced this year's measure. It provides a framework for single-payer health care, which would be called CalCare.
Study after study has shown that a single-payer healthcare system with comprehensive coverage for all would produce massive savings on healthcare costs. As a result, California could provide better healthcare coverage to all and do so for less money than our current system. By simplifying our healthcare system, CalCare would save billions in administrative costs. By directly negotiating prescription drug prices and provider payments on a statewide basis, CalCare would be able to lower prices for drugs and healthcare services, resulting in substantial savings overall, also in the billions.
Calra's legislation does not set out the financing details. That would be worked out in future legislation. It does detail the generous benefits that would be included: primary and preventive care, hospitalization, dental, vision, reproductive, gender-affirming, mental health and substance abuse, and long-term services and support, all without a premium or copay. All residents of California would be covered. Reimbursement to medical providers would be based on Medicare rates, but could be adjusted upwards. California would need a waiver from the federal government to set up the system. The Chamber of Commerce testified in opposition. So did Nick Luisos with the California Association of Health Plans, which represents more than 40 health insurance plans, which would lose their California business if single-payer care were adopted.
It makes zero sense to replace our current healthcare system with a costly, untested new system that would hurt patient care, especially when we're making strides on affordability and are so close to achieving universal coverage in the state of California. And, you know, we have found that Californians are satisfied with their healthcare that they receive for themselves and their families today and want to build on the progress that we've made under the Affordable Care Act and not start over with a new healthcare system.
But Assemblymember Kalra said Californians are struggling to afford premiums for employer-provided health care, which averaged $24,000 a year last year for family coverage. He said half of workers also have a large deductible. Ismael Armendariz, the president of the Oakland Teachers Association, explained how high health care premiums play out during union negotiations.
This year, we were collectively bargaining with our district and with Kaiser. And Kaiser came with a 25% increase to our health care in 1 year. Now imagine this. They came with their slides. The first slide said, one, you have a lot of women. You employ a lot of women. The second slide said, your birth rates have gone up, which cost money. Then the third slide said, you employ a lot of people of color and they're expensive to employ. Because of this, your rates are going up 25%. That is money that is coming out of our classrooms.
A report last year by the Commonwealth Fund repeated findings from previous years. The U.S. spends nearly 18% of its gross domestic product on health care, far higher than other industrialized countries. Yet Americans die younger and are less healthy than residents of other high-income nations. Millions have gone bankrupt. Many have lost their homes because of medical debt. The U.S. is the only high-income country that does not guarantee health care. Committee Chair Mia Bonta said although California has made moves to achieving health care as a right, the health care system is still expensive and unequal.
And in fact, we sit here as a health committee week after week hearing legislation that attempts to try to fix this Frankenstein of a system.
The Assembly Committee approved the single-payer bill on a vote of 9-4 with 3 members not voting. It was the first of many legislative hurdles. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.